Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do you want to be baseball with the Royals? If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
That's right.
For the very best in baseball,
you know you love to hear that. That means the season's right around the corner. Got to be like less than 65 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting for February, right? Like you got January and then the middle of February. So we're almost there, man. We just got to get through the playoff season, which will be electric. Obviously, Micah in Denver says, Dusty, you're going to talk about how the Falcons win and improve the Chiefs' position. Sure. I mean, cool. Pick it in the top 10, hopefully.
Yeah.
We still think it's between 9 and 13.
Yep, that'll probably be it.
Somebody on the text line says the script had Atlanta so Carolina can lose and still make the playoffs. A meaningless game, Atlanta versus Saints, is now meaningful.
Yeah, it's true. Shuck versus Cousins. It's going to be fun. 41 days.
41 days.
Yep, you, for pitchers and catchers.
That's what you love to hear.
Yeah, dude, we're close. It's happening.
Can't wait. We are 2 days away from ringing in the new year.
Heck yeah.
So however you do that, be safe. Remember, if you are Ubering, make sure you tip those fine people that get you to point A and point B safe and sound.
Yep.
Or maybe you're, you know, more so people in my realm of like, oh yeah, just stay at home, cook a nice dinner, go to bed at like 11, watch the New York City ball drop, and then I'm good, right? Or you stay up till midnight and get your freak on like it's a Tuesday.
Will you stay up till midnight?
Always.
Always. That's what, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, yeah, you're not. Come on.
Yeah, we'll do the whole, like, plus we don't work the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
I won't be, like, hammered. Like, I'm going to go to my buddy's house, and we're going to have, like, a game food night.
See, that's my vibe. 100%.
Yeah. We're doing, I think
we're doing that, too.
I think we're doing, like, a taco bar.
Oh, bet.
And then just playing, like, games.
Easy. Yeah, that's so just, great. Very chill.
Could be kind of fun. But, obviously, we'll do New Year's resolutions maybe for ourselves later on.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
I got a good one. I'm going to piggyback off what my sister did. Just going to read more. Read more
books. It's a great
one.
We all should do that, man.
Because Vern gave me a book a couple years back, and it's the story of Showtime, the series. So it's like the Bird Magic Saga.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it was written by, what's her name? Jackie? Is that her name?
McMullen.
Jackie McMullen.
Yeah.
And Vern's like, yeah, if you love the show, you should read the book that the show is based off of. So I have that sitting next to my bed.
Yes.
I like read half of Gone Girl and then never finished it. So it's sitting there. So I got a lot of stuff I should knock out for that. But Royals, New Year's resolutions. We know what everybody wants.
Well, yeah,
their resolution
should be,
which
right.
is to go get an outfield bat. Yes. That's the obvious. But there are other things that, you know, you could be like, what's a resolution you want to see that's, you know, you changed from last year? And the one that I'm going to lean on, obviously, is I want to see Jack Caglione be that power threat. Because if they do not go and get an outfield bat, that tells you two things. One, they believe with what they have, they can move forward and win. Now, they have had additions to this team already, right? Lane Thomas is on this team. They signed Michael Garcia to an extension. Caglione will be on this team. And we'll see if they go make a move. There are obviously still free agents out there that they could do that with. But one of them that I want to see start is if Caglione can be that power threat. I'm not saying he's going to be Nick Kurtz and go out there and hit 39 home runs and, you know, slug a million and do all that sort of thing. But to be that physical power threat will make this team's resolution for next year that much better to get to the promised land, which is the playoffs. So that's where I would start.
Yeah, and it's not like he has to be Cal Raleigh level bombs, but
right.
if he can get comfortable, and it felt like we started to see glimpses of that at the end of the year where it felt like the speed of the game wasn't as daunting as it was.
Yeah, the power was there. We saw it multiple times, but
yes,
it's just the
speed
consistency
of the bat,
is not
yes,
there.
Yeah, exactly. So if we can just see consistency and see him get comfortable, that's where I'm at with Cags. I don't need... And the pressure is going to be way off him this year, and I think that's going to have a huge effect. Because he was
way
the spotlight.
Off?
Comparatively to last year
Correct.
When he was lifted up. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is the pressure still there? Is he going to be a topic? Of course. But, like, dude, he was the biggest story in Kansas City for a couple weeks. I don't think that's hyperbolic.
No, it was the biggest story for a month.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The way he
yeah.
was wrecking the minor leagues,
yes.
the way he was putting on shows, hitting home runs over buildings.
And that juxtaposed with the lack of Royals offense, everyone was like, he has to be here. We need him. We need him.
Yeah.
And he kind of became that savior, probably wrongfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Just too young to be put in that spot. But no, I'm with you, man. That's a huge thing for this team. I'll say something. We talked about putting too much on Patrick Mahomes. I think the Royals have done a really good job of this, but I just want to keep it a New Year's resolution to make sure that they don't ever in their minds think of a solution as, oh, well, we've got Bobby Witt, so it's okay. And they've been so good at doing that. Signing and extending Michael Garcia's, you know, example number one of that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, we've got, you know, Bobby Witt, we've got the best defensive infielder in the game right now. So it's like, oh, you know, let's actually pair him up and get less pressure on him defensively.
Yeah.
Now I've got the best whole left side of the infield. Could see what they do and maybe add Bo Bichette there in the second base.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden you've got the best infield in baseball. So I would just say for the Royals consistently to, you want to make the most out of Bobby Witt, just like the Chiefs want to do that with Patrick Mahomes. And to do that, you've got to put him in a position to use his skills, use his immense talent the best he can. And that means not overusing him, stretching him out too thin, those sorts of things. And they've done a good job so far of that.
Yeah, I will totally agree. I think that my future bet, first bet in baseball, will be for Bobby Witt Jr. to win the MVP.
Yeah.
We've seen two pretty damn good years. The one before this last one was even better, and this last year was great. It's just like, you know, you got to assume what your expectations are and then look and see what he actually did when you read between the lines of, like, what Bobby Witt Jr., you look at all the awards he won. Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, going to be the star on Team USA, at least in my opinion, going to play shortstop this spring for Team USA and the World Baseball Classic. Think about that. Yeah, the World Baseball Classic, the World Cup, all like lining up together. And then, oh, by the way, football start after that. You'll have the draft. You'll have World Baseball Classic.
Let's
you'll
go.
Have World Cup. And then it's like, oh, I guess training camp starts. And you'll think, oh, man, remember when it was New Year's? Another resolution I want to see this year, something that has to change from last year. Can we get a full healthy season from Cole Reagans?
Please. Needed.
You're the ace, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people would ask, especially on our Instagram, on the Fan 965, Duran or Cole Reagans. And I think both of you and I were like, dude, Cole Reagans, he's your ace. He's your guy. He's your hose, man. Go out there and be
yep.
the ace. Stay healthy.
Exactly.
Because you saw what he did in like the last few starts of the season where they're like, hey, go out there and see how your arm looks. Just fanning dudes left and right. Nonstop. If you can be that ace and you can, again, pair that with Bobby Witt Jr., and you can have somebody else, which is another resolution they'll have, if Noah Cameron can avoid the sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Because now there's video everywhere on Noah Cameron. They know his tendencies. They know his what he likes to throw in certain counts, what he likes to do
yep.
when he's got guys on.
His
now
tells.
You've got to react yep. to that. And hopefully you don't have the sophomore slump season where it's like, man, last year Noah Cameron had, you know, sub 3 ERA. This year he's, you know, 4.5, 4.6. What can we do? We'll see what happens there. So,
I mean, because – if both of those things were to go the other way, all of a sudden you're talking about a much different bullpen here in Kansas City.
Yeah. And they padded that bullpen, right? They got some arms from Milwaukee. They have Estevez. They have Urseg. They have these guys that they can backload this bullpen with. And again, I don't know if like the way the Royals play baseball will change. I think they will consistently be the small market team they are, where they try to win games 4-2 and just try to get out to an early lead, get to their bullpen in the 6th, 7th inning, and then finish the game that way as quickly as possible. They can clean it up, get it out, and just win 500 on the road and 2 out of 3 at home is the story you want. So that's where I think the New Year's resolutions start with the Royals, is obviously get the outfield bat. Can Cole Reagan stay healthy? Can Jack Caglione be the guy that we think that he can be? I'm not saying he's got to hit 50 home runs, don't get it twisted, but be a physical presence in that lineup, in the middle of that lineup, where it's like, we have Caglione coming up, we have to think about him.
Yeah.
And then obviously build around Bobby. Don't think that one man can do it all. This is baseball. This is not football, where you can get away with that for a few seasons. But in baseball, you've got to build around him, where they'll just be like, all right, that's their main player, that's the main guy. Because you could have a resolution on Michael Garcia. What are you going to do now that you've been extended with your contract and now you have solidarity at third base? You are the cornerstone of this team for the next 5 years.
I would also say I think Carter Jensen probably fits in these New Year's resolutions somewhere in relation specifically to Salvador. I would love
He bodied somebody on Twitter yesterday.
Perez?
No, Carter Jensen.
Carter Jensen. What did he do?
Somebody said, like, look, it's going to be a struggle if they throw him like up and in. He like responded like, they don't throw up and in on me for a reason, guy. And it was whatever the guy's name was. Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it's funny.
Well, it's just we played audio, I think, a couple weeks ago, and I could pull it up too, about, you know, Carter Jensen could be rookie of the year type level talent for the Royals this season.
Right.
If he's going to be behind the plate enough. And I would love to kind of take some of that physical toll off of Salvador Perez this year. If he could be, I mean, because last year we saw that when Freddie Fermin was still on this team, he was behind that. He played catcher more games than Salvador Perez did
right.
for the Royals last season. I would love that to be the case for Carter Jensen this year, too, and can continue to ease off that physical toll from Salvi and just let him hit, let him DH. Yeah.
The lineup you want to see is, I guess we'll just go from an infield standpoint.
Yes.
Let's say Jack's your right fielder, Kyle Isbell's your center fielder, and Lane Thomas is your left fielder, right? Let's just spitball that.
Fine.
You got Mikel at third, Bobby at short, Massey at second, Vinny at first,
sounds
Carter
good.
Jensen catches, and Sal DHs.
Sal DHs.
And then you throw Reagan's out there, Cameron out there, Lugo, Waka, all those guys go out there and do their thing. Push you out.
I know
Ryan,
that I'm hard.
You got Ryan Burgert out there as well. Look, I haven't even dove into the Royals handbook yet, and I'm already ready to go.
Yeah, that's
baseball 101.
Let's go.
And then your lineup you're looking at, maybe, I don't know, Massey leads off, Bobby
well,
hits second,
yeah.
Mikel hits third. Vinny hits fourth, Jack hits fifth, Sal hits sixth, Jensen hits seventh, and then you can figure out Lane Thomas and Kyle Isbell at 8-9. I'd love Kyle Isbell to be your 9 hitter to kind of start the line at the bottom of the order and then all of a sudden get back up to the top.
He was good when he did that last year, which was most of the time.
Yeah. Somebody also on the text line says, I would also love to see Jack Caglione, the right fielder, hit a groove and never look back. 100%. And all it's going to take is one solid month of him to feel it. Because I think he's athletic. I think he's powerful enough. I think he's got it. He's got that geek gene where he just wants to be that guy. Somebody says, guys, Isaac Thomas is on the team. Well, that's good.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Somebody says, quick thing before I go into work, Ripley on Netflix is really, really good. Have a good day, guys. Haven't seen it. Haven't known about it.
Yeah, I've not heard about it. I'll check it out. Appreciate it.
So those are resolutions we'd like for the Royals. Not necessarily rules we'd like to see change for the Royals, but there are rules in the NFL that I think a lot of you want to see change.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people out there that want to see rule change in the NFL.
100%. Every year we have this discussion, and every year it's some of the same rules.
100%.
Some of them are unrealistic. Some of them are like, hey, we can do this. We can figure this out. I'll start.
Yeah.
Big rule that changed this year. Also, sorry, I'm just looking up Ripley. A wealthy man hires down on his luck grifter Tom Ripley to travel to Italy to urge his vagabond son to return home. Could be cool.
It's cooler when you say it like that.
Let's get the kicking balls back to normal. Them being able to, whatever the jargon and vernacular is, being able to wear out and and get these balls matted down and easier to kick longer distances. Super cool at first, and I do love the idea that these guys are refining and getting their craft the best it can possibly be, and I do think that's the point for an athlete, but also it's the point of the sport to stay entertaining. And this is like my first, I feel like this is the first like back in my day rant that I've ever had, but like when I started watching football when I was 8 years old, you had to go at least 45 yards probably to get points. Like you started at the 20, 30 yards to the 50, probably got to go another. Yeah, 50 yards, honestly. 45, if you have a great kicker, 45, probably 50 yards if you're going to even sniff some points. And now you start at the 35, you got to go to the 45, and you're talking about 20 yards? You're talking about two first downs and some change to get points. And I just think we have devalued the game in that way, the scoring strategy, just everything has taken has dumbed down because of this, and I'm over it.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I still don't know the kickoff rules.
Well, yeah, and then there's the kickoff rules too. Yeah.
No, I'm dead serious. I really do not know officially, like when it kicks a certain way, I don't know if it's going to the 35, the 25, or the 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I honestly don't. Is the landing zone between the 20 and the goal line?
Yep, landing
also,
zone.
Also, why are we turning kickers into, like, finesse golfers?
Well, that's, yeah.
You're telling me now that, because the way I look at it is, if you're in golf and you can drive the first green with your driver, you're punished for doing so.
Yeah.
So in golf, instead of doing that, it's like, well, you got to get as close as possible, but you can't be too short and you can't be too long. You got to get it right in front of the green. Whereas, like, back in the day, kicking it out of the end zone was a massive advantage.
Yeah.
And the NFL wanted return yards. They wanted more action. And to me, they're not getting what they're asking for. So to me, it's like we try. It's like the library. We tried.
we gave it a shot.
Nobody understood it. Nobody understood what the rules were. Nobody was like, why are people whispering in the radio in the morning? Yeah. I'm falling asleep driving to work. This segment sucks. Get rid of it.
I liked it.
Of course. I enjoyed it.
Get bent.
And then the boss, a.k.a. Roger Goodell, said, you know what? Roger Spector was like, no more. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Neither does anybody else. And it's not benefiting or hurting the show with or without it. Thanks, ratings. And
ew.
When you look at the NFL, it's not hurting the NFL when they don't return the kick.
No.
Because we haven't talked about any kicks last night. None. We haven't talked about it. The one kick return we talked about all year was Rashid Shaheed. Now, it did change the game.
That was a huge. And that was a punt.
And it was a punt.
That was a punt.
It wasn't even a kick.
Well, we talked about Sky Moore looking good on kick returns, I guess, but.
Well, that gives
that's
you.
Just because we're sad.
With that, and it also shows you that it wasn't just the blame for Brett Veach shouldn't be as high as it should be.
Exactly.
You can buy these guys toys for Christmas. If they don't play with them, what are we doing? You said you wanted this Lego set. Why is it still in the box? Well, it says, must figure out playbook Damian Pierce for ages 12 and up. And they just leave it in the box. They don't put it together. What it could be, I don't know. Elijah Mitchell, Nick Bosa, Gelati. Breshard Smith, Brett Veach gave you the gifts you wanted
Williams.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
And you were just like, well, it's like, hey, what are you doing with it? Still in the box. A rule change I would like to see change is how they do illegal man downfield.
That rule sucks.
Now, I understand the benefit of it is to keep people from being injured, because the last thing you want to see is a lineman running downfield and someone outgoes his leg or he blows somebody up that's like a corner. But there needs to be some sort of gray area more than a yard that the guy can be downfield. Because how many times does a busted play happen? And I think we saw it last week where a guy's running around the backfield. I don't forget who it was. And then you throw it. It might have been Buffalo and then or New England. And you all of a sudden you throw the pass and you scrambled around. But your offensive line had to like readjust and go out there. And all of a sudden it's like 25-yard play is nixed.
Yeah.
Because the lineman was out there trying to improvise as well. And the referee's like, he was illegally downfield.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something polished within that rule, at least in my opinion.
Could make it 2 yards. And if the quarterback scrambles or if a play goes longer than X amount of seconds, could do something like that. Because, when it gets off script and all of a sudden the quarterback's running everywhere, it's like, okay, well, I'm a lineman. Defensive guys are running everywhere. Like, what am I supposed to do? Now, obviously, a lot of that isn't down the field, but still, that does happen. So, no, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
What's your opinion on overtime?
I like overtime.
Take the clock away.
You just no clock, just do possessions?
Why not? If each team gets the ball, like, does anybody enjoy ties?
No.
Now, I know ties are beneficial, but again, like, in playoffs, the clock is relevant.
Yep.
Because each team has to get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's just do it the same way throughout the season. Hey, it's overtime. Each team gets the ball. You got to outdo your opponent until the other opponent can't outdo you. Time, because, like, I'll be honest with you, when they played San Francisco in the Super Bowl, I'm that idiot.
Oh,
Time out. And my buddy's like, dude, it doesn't matter.
Fine. Yeah, we're
it
good.
It doesn't matter.
That
they
was
get
my
the
family,
ball.
Too. I'm like, yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
Okay.
I would say college has always had overtime right. College had overtime right when both teams got the ball and the NFL didn't.
Yeah, and I don't need the whole go for two thing.
That's fine. I can skip that.
Yeah.
But that's an overtime three, I think.
Mm.
And the first two, which is usually all the NFL, I mean, how often are we having a four overtime game in the NFL in the playoff? Like, that just does it.
Yeah.
It would be cool. Like, it'd be sick. Just doesn't happen. Start at the 25-yard line. Let's go. You going for, and we can make it where it's four down territory. You have to go for.
You might also
no
lessen
goals.
Injuries that way.
It's true.
Put the ball on the 25. Here we go. Or yeah. If it's the pros, put it on the 35.
Yeah, you put it on 35. Absolutely, put it on 30. I'm okay with that. Yeah,
if you kick it out of bounds, you're basically getting it there.
yeah, literally. Yeah, get
smart
it on
the ass.
35, and that way your long field goal, a sack could take you right out of field goal range. I guess not with these kickers nowadays, but get rid of these kicking balls, put them back to normal, that would change. But yeah, I think that's it. I'm with you. Overtime could change. And last one for me is emergency QB. They have this in hockey, emergency goalie. Each team has a goalie that they employ, just a local guy who, like, maybe played in high school or college, mm-hmm. and he just has to go to every home game. And if both the goalies get hurt, he's the emergency goalie for either team. He's not employed by a team. He's employed by the league.
Mm.
That should be in
so
the
NFL.
So that's
the Phillip Rivers rule.
That's the Phillip Rivers rule. That's the, you know, bless your heart, Chris Oladokun, or however I say your last name.
Oladokun.
But
no
let's,
one knows.
Let's
we'll
get the
Danin.
Let's get the, you know, local, you know, Blue Springs High State Championship from 10 years ago. Yeah, let's get Dusty in that QB. That's my emergency
I'm
QB.
I'm just loosening my arm. I do love this text because this is another one that I really like that we'll get into real quick before we go to break. Offsetting penalties.
Oh, great one.
That's a good one
great
from the 816. Offsetting penalties. How does a 15-yard, a 10-yard offset?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense.
Offset? No, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Dumb.
Like, you could have a holding call and then throw the ball downfield and the guy gets, you know, PI'd, you know, 40 yards down the field. That's a 40-yard penalty as opposed to a 10-yard penalty, yet they offset.
Offset. Replay the down. And you're like, wait, what?
Don't like it. Don't like it. But yeah, whatever you want to see change. 913-586-7965. Coming up on the other side. It is Tuesday. Mac loves it. He's definitely going to get late tonight because he told me what he's doing for dinner. I will be alone and solo, and that's just
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Fine, but we'll get into Tough Tuesdays on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
I've been pounded this week.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.